Practice 31. Looking for a part-time job. Part B. Listen to these sentences. 1. Life as a housewife does not seem very challenging to the highly educated girl. 2. Are there any volunteers for a general cleaning? 3. We should be aware of the dangers of exposing children to violence and sex on TV. 4. Miss Young has 3 postgraduate students to supervise. 5. His skills qualify him for the job. 6. Let's go on a hike. 7. Nowadays, many parents want to find good tutors for their children. 8. Mr. Wood is a great asset to the committee. 9. We should not look down upon the disabled. 10. A fire had severely damaged part of the school.
Part C. Listen to the passage.
I am very interested in filling the position of tutor companion that you advertised for in Saturday's paper. I feel that my education and extensive work with children qualify me for the job. I have done a great deal of work with children, primarily with the mildly to severely disabled. I started 5 years ago as a volunteer and have worked my way up to director of 2 programs for learning disabled children and teens. In these programs, I have had the responsibility of supervising up to 15 children, as well as some volunteers. I have learned to plan activities, games, and learning activities for these children. I also have some camping experience with children from regular schools in outdoor education settings. In this, I worked with normal children aged 8 to 15 for 2 months. This gave me the opportunity to expose children to nature through hikes, swimming, horseback riding, and nature studies. I find this opportunity challenging as well as interesting. As I have traveled to New Zealand and Australia a few years ago, I am not a stranger to the area and feel I can be an asset to you and your children. I look forward to discussing this job with you further in the near future.
Part D. True or false? 1. The writer likes to work as a school director. 2. He himself was a disabled man. 3. He carries out 2 programs under the supervision of a director. 4. He had some camping experience with disabled children. 5. He found the advertisement in a newspaper. 6. He thinks he is adequate to teach the teens. 7. He thinks that it is very dull and difficult to teach disabled children. 8. He lived in New Zealand and Australia a few years ago. 9. New Zealand and Australia are not strange to him. 10. He thinks he will be helpful for anyone who hires him.
Part E, multiple choice. 1. Why does the writer think he is fit to teach the children? 2. When did he begin work as a tutor? 3. How many children did he once supervise? 4. How long did he camp out with some children? 5. What activities did he plan for the children? 6. Where did he travel several years ago?
Part F. Listening and writing. 1. She filled the position of companion to an elderly lady. 2. They advertised a child as lost in the newspaper. 3. His training qualifies him as a doctor. 4. Sam started crying over his dead cat. 5. Tom has learned to teach disabled children. 6. The old professor supervises 2 MS students. 7. Enid works hard at keeping herself fit. 8. We should expose our children to good books. 9. Hudson travels to work by train every day. 10. Adam is discussing an important matter with the general manager.